Happy Sabbath, brethren. We're enjoying this nice summer weather. Let's see here. Sermon one, sermon two. I guess this is my glass. I'm going to go ahead and have a sip. I'm not even going to wait. It's hot out there. Welcome to all in webcast land also. We can't see you, but we know you're out there. And we pray for you if you're having problems with health or any other problems. We pray that God will heal you and bring you back soon. What I'm going to be speaking about today is time and how we use our time, redeeming the time. And I've been thinking about this sermonette for quite a while, at least a topic. There's a CD I listen to a lot by this band in England. I'm not going to name the name, but it's a concept album, and it's about time. And at the beginning of the album, this guy comes on, and he's got a little delay in his voice, and he's talking through the music, and he says, time versus distance. If you're looking across time, if we're on Earth and we're looking to the furthest star, it takes time to get to that furthest star out. So we're actually looking back in time. And then he goes on to say, can you imagine if someone's out on that furthest star looking at us, they're looking at us as we are back in time. And it got me thinking, yeah, that's probably true, but what about God? And it dawned on me, and I knew this, of course, that God is not constrained by time. So it does not take him light years to see from his heavenly throne to us in this earthly body. We're constrained by time, and Satan's also constrained by time. And let's go ahead for the first scripture. We can go ahead and look in our Bibles to Revelation 12:12. Revelation 12:12. For this reason rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he only has a short time. Then Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. And brethren, we know we're living in the last time, and these days are evil, and it's so important for us to redeem the time. I did a little bit of research on time and the measurement of time, and I went and did a little search in this. This is for children. This is called Star Child Question of the Month. So these are just little kids. What is a light year and how is it used? A light year is a unit of distance. It is the distance that light can travel in 1 year. Light moves at a velocity of about 300,000 kilometers each second. That's just incredible. I can't even hardly wrap my mind around that. So in 1 year, light can travel about 10 trillion kilometers. More precisely, one light year equals 9,500,000,000,000 kilometers. They break it down to astronomical units, because when you're trying to calculate distances so far away, you just come up with these insurmountable numbers. So they use what's called an astronomical unit, which is the distance from Earth to the sun. And it's approximately, from the earth to the sun, is approximately 150 million miles. No, I take that back. 150 million kilometers, which is it's 93 million miles. Then we get to the Milky Way. It's about 150,000 light years across. The Andromeda galaxy is 2.3 million light years away. When we look at these numbers, we can barely wrap our head around it, but God, our Creator, who's not bound by time, this is just some of his handiwork. And he names every single star. You look out in the solar system, every star that you can see, he's named. I was talking with, I don't want to embarrass him, so I'm not going to use his name, one of the brethren here in Garden Grove a couple weeks ago, and his wife has been battling some illness. And we got to talking, and he had mentioned that their doctor's appointment to have the certain procedure had been rescheduled three times. And I said, well, doesn't that sort of bother you? Are you angered about that? And he said the most profound thing. He said, no, we have faith in God, and if this is all we can worry about is today. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow we can make plans for, but it's pretty much out of control. So all we have is time of today that we can deal with this. And I thought that was profound, because a lot of times I get worried about what happened yesterday. Did I do this right or that right? And it really doesn't matter. I can't do anything about it. I need to be focusing on today. And brethren, as we get to the end, and every day that we knock that day off the clock, we're getting closer and closer to the end of the ages. And we see, every time I come up and speak, which is about every other month, so much has happened in our world, and none of it's good. It's just more drama, more evil. It's the way of the world. So what are we doing to redeem our time? We come to services. That's great. That's commanded. And we are fellowshipping with the brethren. But are we letting Satan's influence during the week affect our time and quality of time? When we go home, are we Bible studying every day? Are we praying and fasting like we should? And what I've been doing more and more, because my glaucoma, I can see but not that well, I listen to sermons on the UCG website, and there are some incredible sermons. I highly recommend that it's there for us. Let's go there if we don't already and listen to some of those sermons. We are so blessed to have God's true ministers in this church and to have God's truth. It is so precious. There's one gal, she's newly baptized, and Carmen and I were taking her home from a church the other day, and she was telling us already how this other group was trying to get her to go with her. And I let her know, I said, put that pearl of great price in your pocket. Do not let anyone get to it. Satan's trying to snatch that thing out of your pocket. Put it in your pocket and leave it there. You found God's truth. Just don't let anyone take your crown. I want to go ahead and look to another scripture here. In Philippians, this is what it all boils down to, really. Philippians 1:6 in the New International Version. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So with the time that God's given us, how have we redeemed our time?